Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Qinghai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in the Sufist story, The Saint and the Sinner, which Supreme Master Qinghai shared with our association members during the international gathering on December 21st, 2008.
Idris Shah. What means Shah?
He means king.
This is a story from, I think, from Iran. I like Sufi story very much. Because I have a lot of story. Yeah. Not just talk, lecture, but story, you know? And you can tell children and women, everybody like. Okay, let's begin with a story called The Saint and the Sinner. A very nice story. I like the book called The Wisdom of the Idiot. It's a very funny book. I guess they make fun of themselves too, the same, yeah? Call themselves idiot. Lao Tzu also say that, you know? He say that the wise one look like the idiot. There was a Davis devotee who believed that it was his job to correct those sinners, the ones who do evil things in the world. He thinks he's very saintly. He's a dervish. Dervish is one of the Muslim tradition, dervish. They dance a lot. They're happy people. At that time, you still have good master. Maybe you still have now, It's hard to find enlightened master. Also, even hard to find enlightened dervish. Now, this one is a dervish, and he thought he's very enlightened, very saintly. So he took upon himself to go and reproach those who were doing no good, according to his standard. And he also wanted to preach to them spiritual ideas, reproach them for what they're doing wrong, and telling them what they must do, they should do. Some busybody, you know. Have you like my clothes?
Yes.
Be very girlfriend. Say the plan. And be fresh. Everything new now is like that. Yeah. You can also do that. You paint it on, you know. Or you stick on, you know. So, he believed that if he teach them the wrong thing that they're doing, tell them not to do it, and tell them the right thing, then they're going to find the truth and the right path. But in this book, the author wrote that this dervish, however, did not know that a teacher is not only the one who tells others to do things by acting through fixed concepts, but the teacher must also know, you know, the innermost situation, the innermost situation of himself and of the person he wants to teach also. But this dervish did not know, because I mean, if you don't know it, then you might suffer a reverse effect. Yeah. Instead of wanting to be good and positive, if he doesn't know the inner situation, maybe not inner connection with God, maybe, or not the inner connection of the person that he wants to reproach, then the effect will not be as he wants but it may be opposite. Yeah, that's what the book wants to tell us. But of course, he doesn't know all this. So, because of that, one day he has found himself a victim. Wow, he found a guy who is addicted to gambling. Put money and want to gain a lot, but mostly lose a lot. So this so-called saintly dervish, you know, took upon himself as a job to cure this man's habit. So every day the sinner, the gambler, left his house for the casino. The dervish waited outside his house already. Every time he left for the casino to gamble, the dervish put a stone opposite of his house, in front of his door. So every time he marked it like that, he intended for the gambler to be reminded of his evil sin, so that he cannot forget that he's a sinner every day, you know. Hopefully one day he will cure himself. So the gambler, each time he left his house and go for the casino, he felt very, very guilty. And each time he come back, he saw another stone on the pile outside of his house. Did you ever see those stone piling on top of each other? Oh, the Tibetan does that a lot. Maybe it's a similar story. Maybe the person who went on pilgrim put a stone there for the sin of his neighbor or something. Or maybe himself. Yes. In the old tradition, there was one Chinese woman. She also cured herself this way. Whenever she does the wrong thing, she put a black bean in the left side jar. Whenever she does a good thing, she put a white bean on the right side jar. So like that, she knows how much good she did and how much bad she did. And slowly, slowly, more white and less black. So there were two people involved here. The gambler, every time he passed the stone, oh, he felt terrible guilty, yes. And the dervish who put the stone there feel very angry and more like agitated, you know, toward the gambler, like he has not changed. Today I still have to put another stone on for him. And he was very angry, you know, negative feeling. That's a really busy body. Just go home, meditate, maybe it's better for him. But no, he wait in front of the house all day so that he can see the men come and go, because the man doesn't always go at a regular time, I don't think. Gambling is not like a job, is it? Not like you go from 8 o'clock, you go back at 5. No. So the dervish must have been like standing in front of this guy's house or sit in front of his house all day, waiting until he's gone, waiting until he come back. Therefore, of course, he's angry too. Sitting in the cold like this, you know, waiting outside. Not only he feel angry with the gambler, but he also feel a sense of pleasure, you know, because he's recording somebody else's sin. Feeling that he's so good, so holy, and that person so sinful, and he's doing a righteous job, you know, recording somebody else's sinful act. And he feel pleasure as well. Angry at that gambler, but feel good about himself, proud. Now, this stone business going on for 20 years. Both of them are very, very persistent, huh? One is very persistent in gambling. And the other one persistent in recording the gambling habit. If only you guys are so persistent like that, you become Buddha in no time. Now, the gambler, every time he passed the stones, he thought about himself. He thought about that how he should change, you know, his habit, change his life, and he should become better, yeah? But he thinks to himself, he's such a guilty person, he's so bad, he wouldn't even understand goodness. He wished that he could understand goodness. And then he feels that the holy person there, how he's so good in working for his redemption, for his sin. And he always thinking, wouldn't it be better? How would it be nice if I become like him, like the Devi saint? But I don't think I could even repent. I could not even repent and change my life. Not to talk about becoming like him, because his place, the Devi's place, is surely high in heaven, that I could never dream of touching his feet. And he must be, chosen among the saintly elect in heaven. If he left this world, after he died, the Devi surely will sit among the chosen elect in heaven. He was thinking all this goodness about the Devish and feeling shameful of himself every day, but continue doing it because he's a kind of impulsive gambler, addictive. He can't quit. Some people can't quit, that's what they say. But he feel guilty for 20 years, can you imagine? But at least he felt the goodness from the Devish. So it's a mixed feeling, He feel good about the Devish and feel guilty about himself. He feel like he could never change his way of life, and he feel, the Devish is really so sanely working for his sake, to redeem him. One, so-called holy man thinking, and the other guy is a sinner thinking, both of them thinking. Now, we see what heaven thinks. One day, it happened that there's a natural disaster in that area, and both of the men die at the same time. And both of them went in front of the angel of death came. And the angel said to the sinner, the gambler, very gently and lovingly, you are to come with me to heaven. So the gambler was very, very shocked and said, how can this be? You must be mistaken. I am a sinner. I should go to hell. You are looking for the devotee, I think, the Devish. He's right there. It's not me, that guy. Who always sat opposite my house, who has tried to reform me for 2 decades. So that is a man you are looking for. So the angel say, the devotee? The Devish? No. He will be taken to the lower regions, since he has to be roasted on a spit. So the gambler could not bear anymore. He screamed. He said, what kind of justice is this? Yeah? He forget his own, destiny. He said, you must have gotten the instruction wrong. It's the opposite. So the angel said, no, not like that, not so. Yeah. I shall explain to you now. It is thus. The devotee has been indulging himself for 20 years with feeling of superiority and merit. Now it is his turn to redress the balance. He really put those stones on that pile for himself, not for you. What mean for himself? To feel proud, to have something to do because he has nothing to do. And the gambler still beside himself asking, but what have I done to earn the reward of heaven? So the angels say, you are to be rewarded because every time you pass the Devish, your thought first of goodness, and secondly, of the Devish. It is goodness, not man, which is rewarding you for your fidelity. Wow, that's a very good story, huh? Why do you think the Devish is punished and the so-called sinner is rewarded?
because the dervish was focusing on something negative, but the handler was actually focusing on something positive inside.
That's right. That's right.
The dervish was very proud of himself being a good man.
Right, right. In fact, he is?
He wasn't.
Not too good, right. Sitting in front of his house all the day just to focus on the negative things. So, this is why we have the three monkeys. No look, no talk, no hear. Yes, that's why Bible also says, judge not, so that you shall not be judged. Yeah, whatever we think, so shall we get, huh? That is a problem. So now, it is also very bad of the gambler as well. If he is not gambling, then the dervish wouldn't have to focus on that bad quality of him. But this is not a very high judgment, mind you, okay? This is probably just the law of the Lord of Karma, or maybe the astral region, heaven, and astral region, hell only. If the guy is not gambling for 20 years, or turn around and change his bad habit, then the dervish would have been less focused on the negativity. Yes, yes. It's also good also that he has been corrected, because he took upon himself as a job to go and reproach in people. If the gambler wasn't there, he probably would go and looking for somebody else who does something else, yeah? Drinking alcohol, or maybe some womanizer or whatever that might be, huh? Yes?
Wasn't his motive was so bad to make him elevate himself by putting down the other? Isn't that what was so wrong about what he was doing?
Perhaps so also. Perhaps the thing is that he wasn't well practicing himself, yes. And being a dervish, he should focus more on his own development first before he can correct somebody else. That is why we have the diary for you, spiritual diary. Check yourself every day and not checking anybody else. We never know how much we progress yet. We never know how pure we are, so we can't even judge somebody else. Maybe he tried to put down others because, in fact, he's not that good. A good person wouldn't sit in front of somebody else's house and nose into his business, no matter how bad, how good. Yeah? And keep doing this kind of thing. He feel himself superior. But this is also a lesson for us that we should never do any bad thing to provoke somebody else into thinking negatively about us even. Yeah? That's why we must keep the five precepts, so that we will not be the cause of somebody else's trouble or bad karma, see? Even though maybe haven't judged this correctly about the dervish, but if suppose in the whole vicinity of the dervish town there's nobody who does any sinful thing, then the dervish would have no chance to commit this kind of judgmental attitude or sin, or the act of judging other people. Even though he has this kind of character within him, but if there's no sinner around, no negative things happening, then he wouldn't be focused on it. And maybe he has more chance to focus within himself. Nevertheless, that is not a good excuse either for the dervish who's supposed to look inward and not look outward. But maybe we can make a good excuse for this dervish, maybe because at that time he was just a dervish by name. Just like people register to become Christian or Buddhist, but they don't even practice anything, the teaching of the Christian. They don't even know it. They don't even read the Bible. So they don't know even the Bible tells us not to eat meat. Be you not among the meat eater and a wine drinker, even not among the people, not to talk about that we eat meat and drink wine ourselves. How obvious it is, but how many people read it and how many people understand it.
Vegetarianism and Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
So, to be somebody, to be a religious person, we have to practice the religious doctrine, not just by name. Too many are names and not real, huh? Just name. So the master here who told this story, I want to illustrate that even if you call yourself a dervish, but if you don't practice the teaching of the dervish, then it's no use. You even earn yourself hell. Yeah? Because maybe you just read the dervish teaching. You don't gamble, you don't drink wine, you don't do that, you don't do this. Oh, you just read it. And then you go out and check. Whoever drink, whoever gamble, oh, this is terrible, this is atheist, this is bad. So we have to correct them. We have to judge them, we have to criticize them, something like that. This is no good. Yeah. So now we know already that we should not focus on anybody's shortcomings, even if it's true or not. Because sometimes they're doing bad thing outside, but inside they are repenting, yeah, and always humble themselves. At least they cannot cope their compulsive tendency, but at least they're humble, yeah, and they remember God and repenting every day for what they're doing, yeah, repenting, do it again, but repent again, at least. Always focus on God or on goodness, yeah. To repent, you know? Because if you repent, means you think of God, right? You think of the goodness side, yeah. There was a joke about a bus driver and a priest. A bus driver and a priest died at the same time and went to the pearly gate. And St. Peter gave the bus driver very big, beautiful house with the UFO to run around and everything, swimming pool and all that. And he gave the priest just a small wood cabin. No facility, not much. So the priest would say, but it must be a mistake. I should be the one given the big mansion and all the facilities. He is just a bus driver. I am the servant of the Lord. Yeah, I dedicate all my life, yeah, my youth, everything in my life, I dedicate the whole lifetime to serve the Lord. How come you give me such a small little wood house and the bus driver such a big mansion with UFO to fly around back to Earth to visit even? Just a joke. I'm not sure if they have UFO up there. I'm not sure if they even need UFO. Okay. So now, St. Peter said, yeah, you are the priest, but every time you preach a sermon in the church, everybody went to sleep. And whenever the bus driver drives his bus, everybody pray. Wow. This is very terrible to be punished for piling the stone, eh? Can you imagine the bricks layers? What do you get? So many bricks, so many houses. Just joking, huh? You know, right? It's a motive. It's important, eh? It's not just your action even, yeah? Wow. It is something to think about, huh? It's a very good story, yeah?
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence grace your life with tranquility and divine love.